You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You just sent everybody running out of their cars.
I know. I don't know why I was thinking we were coming back from the news.
And I asked her about it, and she said, shut up.
No, I didn't say shut up. I just, I can't hear whenever you're talking. Talk back.
That was the wrong break there, the wrong weather forecast. You still have plenty of time to get to work. All right, it's the Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne, each and every Tuesday, presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Mike joins us on this beautiful Tuesday. I got to ask you about Adams being back. You know, that was one of the trades I was a little disappointed because I always liked the big guy. What's it like having him back in the clubhouse?
Oh, it's been terrific. He was a popular player when he was here. This is the only organization he actually really knew. And to be brought back, he served a purpose that they were in need of. And Mike Schilt had Matt in his rookie year as far as the minors were concerned, so there was a connection there. So he has been worth the trade that they made for him. And I can't even remember what they gave up. They just at that time were just trying to pick up a player. Washington had a fire sale. But Matt Adams has already proven his worth in a short time and since his return.
Yeah, and I know he struggled a little bit there at the beginning, but it was nice to see that, particularly get that win over the Pirates. What does it mean for – well, we got actually several things I want to find out about, you know, present condition. Let's talk about Wainwright.
You know, I know that people are excited about, you know, his return, and I was too. He had a 1,600 strikeout. I'm not sure where it goes from here, Brian, because it wasn't what I'd call a stellar outing.
No.
I mean, he gave up four runs in five innings and was hit pretty hard. You know, you have to be careful with a guy like Wainwright at this time of the year because that could be a bullpen killer. I mean, you can only get four or five innings out of a guy. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to have to use four or five guys out of the bullpen and, in some cases, overuse a pitcher if you have him go more than two. So, you know, you have to be careful here. And I know that he's had great service with the Cardinals, but I'm just not sure what that role is going to be a week from now.
All right. What about his future? Does he seem like a guy that'll be around the organization for years to come?
I think because of his kids, you know, he's got young kids. He might want to step away and try and be a daddy, be a husband. I would think that might be entertain some of his thoughts. But, you know, some guys just can't let it go. They want to be around the guys. They want to be able to give back. They want to be able to have the association. And, you know, I'm not sure what that paints for him. Is he going to look at getting into broadcasting? Is he going to look to being in the teaching and coaching? And or is he going to be an advisor or front office person? There are a lot of options he has in front of him. I don't think playing for the Cardinals is one of them in 2019.
All right. I was reading some interview with general manager Michael Gerst, basically said that Michael Wacha has out for the season. I mean, pretty much now just looking to 2019.
Yeah, that's unfortunate because he was our best pitcher before the injury. And it's going to be interesting this year because he goes to arbitration one more time. And that's going to be a very interesting debate on what he's going to be paid in 19. I don't think he's got a lot of trade value because of the injury history. So this is going to be very tricky in how they utilize him in 2019 and also what they pay him.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, Molina on hold, maybe returning in this homestand, which I guess, what, lasts through Sunday?
Yeah, I talked to Yadi yesterday, and, you know, he feels like it's improving. But, you know, Brian, with a hamstring, you just don't know. And your catcher, which even magnifies it more, it's something you have to be very careful with. He wants to get back in there, but I think the fact that it's a hamstring is something they have to concern themselves with because they don't want to re-injure it. Yadi's a reasonably quick healer, but I would anticipate him being behind the plate no later than Saturday.
All right. Also, Molina was selected to play in Japan in November. What is this? I guess there are several All-Stars that go play in Japan after the season's over?
Yeah, it's been a long-standing tradition in baseball. You go back 50, 60 years ago where players were going over and they'd play for a couple of weeks. And it's a nice goodwill tour, and the players get a kick out of it. And they also see how the Japanese prepare for baseball games. It's a lot different than what you see over here. So it's a fact-finding mission, but more importantly, it's a goodwill mission to unite the two world thrills of baseball more than anything else.
All right, one quick side note, and then we'll get into your prediction of the next few weeks. Matt Carpenter has a salsa that's now on sale at Schnucks, and a portion of this is going to go to Cardinals Care, which is the great part of the organization that does so much great work in the communities. But I didn't realize that Matt Carpenter was a salsa expert.
Well, he kind of stumbled into it. He and Adam Wainwright were guys that kind of got into it, and Adam would plant the garden for the salsa, and Matt had his own little recipe. And, you know, when he really got hot, you know, about a month ago, a lot of people were having fun with him just attributing the salsa. And apparently he had made some, but we were going to go on a long road trip, and he didn't want to let it go stale, so he took it with him. And the more he had of it, the more hits he was acquiring, and everybody kind of had fun with it, and it's grown into what it is now. I think it's time for another heaping helping of salsa, because he's been fighting it here recently.
Yeah, he has. Bueno Mojo salsa, which you can pick up at Schnucks, evidently. All right, so next couple of weeks, what are we looking for? Benchmarks along the way? What do we need to do to get into the postseason and make sure we're there?
Well, you probably need to win at least 13 of the 19 games left, and you're going to decide your own fate. You're going to play the Dodgers this weekend. They're chasing you in the wild card. You're going to play Milwaukee next week, and they are a team that is, or the week after, they are a team that's in front of you in the wild card. You're going to play the Cubs, who are in first place. I mean, so you're going to decide your fate, but all the teams you're going to face, because you're going to play Atlanta, who's really good. You're going to play the Giants, who still think they have a chance. Every team you're playing, they have something to play for. So that's going to make it very competitive. Nobody can set up their pitching for postseason because everybody's still fighting for a spot. So I envision this being tough. I think it's going to be very challenging. I think if there's one advantage the Cardinals have is that they have good pitching. On the backside of that, we're pushing some of these pitchers to limits they've never endured before as far as the innings total. So we're going to have to monitor this very closely, and you're going to have a couple of guys start to swing the bat better. But because I like our pitching a little bit better than the other teams, you have to give the Cardinals a slight edge in getting in the postseason.
All right, Brewers could be tied for first after tonight, right?
Yeah, and that's fun. Again, this is a three-team race because the Cardinals can eke their way in because, as I mentioned, Brian, they're going to face Chicago and Milwaukee six times in the final 13 games of the season. So they're going to have a say-so in this whole thing. And I think what would be just priceless, what happens if you go into Chicago one game out of first place in the final weekend of the season?
Oh, let's just, your lips to God's ears. Let's just have that work out. All right, my friend, enjoy the week. It's beautiful weather. Mike Claiborne and the Redbird Report, presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful.